Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There will be no guttural yell this morning. I mean, there would be a guttural yell, but it would be more like a yelp in pain. Got kicked in the shins last night at our beloved Petco Park. That game sucked. There's no other way to look at it. That was a game you needed to win last night. You didn't get the job done, and it happens, and it sucks, and we'll go through it today. But if you guys may remember me, I used to work here. My name is Stephen Woods. I go by Woodsy. Everybody calls me Woods or Woodsy. And yes, I am here this morning, feeling much, much better. I'll explain in a minute. That's Paul Reinl. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Joins us. Well, good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I never notice it until our YouTube stream begins, but we're all very light colored today.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, we are. Everyone's in light. We look like a cult.
We do.
Like, come on in, guys. No. That's fine.
Very creepy one.
Only charge you $29.95 to be in here in our cult and grab a seat. Yeah, as David said, special guest Stephen Woods. Funny you mentioned that. I got a phone call yesterday. This is an interesting time to do this. Got a phone call yesterday from a friend of the program. And he said, I have a air check for Ben. And I said, oh, he'll love this. And he said, I hope Paulie doesn't get offended. And I said, after he told me, I go, I don't think Paulie would get offended. I think Paulie gets it too. He said, you know what one thing, if you're out, that Ben does that you don't do when you're hosting and Ben's gone? When you come back, you say it's Ben and Paul instead of, hey, it's Ben and Woods. Woods is out today. Now, I don't care other than branding, right? You want to keep the message the same. Does that make sense? Like when Jim.
Oh, here goes the diva.
Here comes the diva. I want my name mentioned when I'm gone.
Yeah, you know what? I can see it both ways. I feel like Paulie should get a little extra pub when he's, you know, he's here and you're not. And
well, he gets a lot of pub when you're gone.
So sometimes I do mix it up a little bit. Sometimes I'll say
Ben. He said there was no mixing.
I usually say Ben and Paul because we're the two people who are in the studio.
Yeah. This is interesting because yesterday is a perfect example because when we have a show like that where one of you guys is out, like I still podcast the show like normal. Do I say Dennis Lynn joined Ben and Woods yesterday? Or do I say he joined Ben and Paul yesterday?
I think the answer is that he joined Ben and Woods.
I agree with that. Especially because
you're
going
to be... And I go back and forth, and I don't even think about it. It's just like...
It's just a brand.
But online, people are going to search Ben and Woods on the show, and you're going to use our social media handles, so you can't really change it. I can on the fly, though, when we're just talking.
Hey, it's Benny and Paul.
Hey, it's Ben and Paul in studio this morning. So, Woods will be back hopefully tomorrow.
So there, when I do it, I said, hey, Ben and Woods, happy Friday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny's out today, but me and Paulie are holding it down, something to that effect. Hammering the brand's message in. Jim Rome used to take days off.
Yeah,
and he'd have those Sklar brothers in. They didn't come back on and go, hey, it's the Sklar brothers show.
True.
So it was a branding thing. So I go, you know what? I will bring that up. And he said, don't do it on the air. I said, oh, no, I'm absolutely doing it on the air.
No, I'll do it like when I put the description for like the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
I'll say like Ben and Paul start off the 7 a.m. hour 100%. Talking about this because, well, that's what happened.
100%.
But it's still the Ben and Woods show.
100%.
How are you feeling, by the way?
I feel much better, dude. I was worried about me. Do you remember, I was telling Paulie yesterday, do you remember when I used to get these all the time, Bo was a baby?
So we talked about it, and I go, I feel like maybe he had used to get these, but you know, it's been such a long time. I can't really remember the details on it. Yeah.
7 years, man. It was kind of when we first started, and being a dad was really hard for me, and Bo was a really tough baby, and I used to get these cluster headaches. And I remember I used to tell you guys, I used to go sit in the shower in pitch black and have one stream of like hot water, like on the part that relieved pressure. I couldn't see any light. I couldn't really hear anything. Or it would just wreck me. I would writhe in pain. Now this one on a scale of 1 to 10 was about a 4, but what it does is it keeps you up. And when you're up, you lay there and you panic. And then when I finally texted you guys at like 3:45 in the morning, that was the first time, Ben, that I could, after I texted you, because I'm also worrying about coming to
and
work.
And you could at least let down and go, I don't have to get myself ready. I'm glad you took the day off.
Oh,
we did some research, Mayo Clinic, and dug into it yesterday. They said two of the main like triggers are weather changes, which... Remember how it got so hot and then it started cooling off again. So we had some big weather changes and alcohol consumption.
Okay. Definitely consumed a ton of alcohol.
I saw
on Friday.
Some of that and I was wondering what was going on because I never really got the story.
Once we started
from Friday night.
Like looking through, analyzing your weekend, we're like, okay, this is all that we know. Because I said it was an oddly quiet weekend amongst the three of us. We didn't do a whole lot of texting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we go, here's all that we know. Woods went out and had some drinks on Friday night, had to be out in the sun all day Saturday coaching Little League, and people in the chat were like, oh, so he's hungover. We're like, well, it's like been 3 days.
No, there was no hangover effect at all. The hangover was very minimal, very, very minimal. Went out to my buddy Brendan turned 50. He is part owner of Monarch in Del Mar. Have you ever been there?
I have. Up at the
stunning,
top there. Beautiful
place.
Views of the Pacific Ocean. Yeah.
Stunning place. And
Plaza.
I ran into so many tier ones out there that listen all the time. And that was awesome to meet them. So because he's the owner and it was his birthday party, they had a little section cordoned off. And in that section, it was all the beer, wine that you could drink. Jake Cronenworth has a new beer out. Well,
I've heard about that.
So that was the beer that they were handing out for free. And so we had a bunch of those beers and had a great time. Now, I had a sitter that I had to be home and relieve. I walked in the door on Friday night, guys, at 10:52. All right. Now, if
it's
you're
the Crone Zone Light Lager from Harlan Brewing.
Yeah, it was good.
If you're looking around for
it's really, really good. Now, I walked in the door at 10:52, guys, on Friday night. And my night stopped there. And I went to bed, got up. Went and did two games the next day. Felt great. We had the T-ball party after that. So I felt absolutely fine. Sunday was Mother's Day. I'm going to tell you, it was a little stressful. It's a stressful day. My wife and I decided that holidays is really what gets us. The pressure we put on ourselves for holidays. We had a really rough Easter, really rough Mother's Day. We've had some rough Christmases, which I don't think is super uncommon. We do get into that thing where it's like, you had all these expectations. I didn't really know what they were. And this goes back and forth, you know, different holidays. So no, it was not an alcohol thing in the slightest. I mean, I was in bed texting you guys about that documentary on Sunday night. It was a totally normal, totally normal Sunday night. But once I couldn't sleep, you start laying there and you start spinning out, and then I felt it. And it's just this pressure. It's right behind my right eye, and that's where it's always been.
Then it never goes back and forth. It's always the right eye.
And then once you start feeling it, here's what you do. You lay in bed and you go, no, 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 no. Don't do this. No, 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 please don't. No, 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 no. And then it is like, no, I'm coming. I'm
it's
doing
like
this.
When you get the tickle in the back of your throat.
Yes.
Like, please,
you're like, don't do this.
Please don't be sick.
So I'm sitting there just going, no, 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 no. And Benny, when I'm telling you, I laid there. Also, it's I call this every year in my home, it's a time to kill. This is when the heat seeps into my home, and my home becomes like the movie A Time to Kill, where they...
Oh, deep in the South.
Deep in the South.
Sweating every moment.
So I'm laying there looking like Ashley Judd in bed, just pouring sweat. My wife is in a robe, freezing cold. So I'm laying there, oh God, pouring sweat, trying to fight this headache off, and it doesn't work. In fact, it goes the other direction. So the old ones, Benny, the ones that I would get for a while, they call them suicide headaches. It's like the migraines are different. It's a suicide headache. That's how bad these clusters can get. So when you first get them, I thought, oh, I'm dying. I have a brain tumor. There's no question. And turns out they were clusters. They went away. They went away. And then this one came back. And again, probably a 4 out of 10, but I'm laying there going, and then I stood up. After I texted you guys, I stood up to try to walk. And I was like, all right, what if I surprise them and I'm able to pull it together and come in? Even though it'll be a bad show, I couldn't walk, man. I go, there's no way I could drive into work. I would wreck my car. Just no sleep. Zero. And so by the time the kids got up for school, I went to sleep. And I slept for a good piece. Woke up. Felt fantastic. As soon as the show was over, I was like, oh, I feel pretty good. Had my lunch. Picked the kids up from school. Took them to get a haircut. Played baseball with them in the street. Just a normal Monday.
Couldn't squeeze in 18 holes of golf in the afternoon, too.
I probably could have. By the time I woke up, they were all gone. I probably could have gotten 18 holes in the morning.
If we had seen that.
Yeah. Me out there just...
I'm fine now. Yeah, I know.
People said in the chat on Twitter last night, they go, wait, you're tweeting about the game? Isn't that the equivalent of going to the Sunday or going to the softball game after you take the day off work? I go, no. I'm laying in bed. I'm watching the Padres game. That's my job. I kind of wish that I didn't after what I saw last night. But so, yeah, man, the weekend was great. I did see something that I've never seen. You know how Jesse always says on the broadcast, man, if you watch baseball long enough, you're going to see something you've never seen before.
And that's a good tease. And we'll find out what Woods saw that he's never seen after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like we still need to remind our listeners that we're not going away right. After traffic
so Woods,
right there.
Woods, before you finish your story and tell us what you saw that you've never seen. Paulie, isn't this so much easier today?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, yesterday we talked about how we changed our clock for the first half hour of the show that Woods kind of lobbied successfully with our boss, Adam, that he wanted to to have a little longer stretch at the beginning of the morning to really get into the show, get into everything, so we didn't have to cut off foreplay quickly just to set the menu and get going. We'll still talk Padres baseball coming up here at the bottom of the hour, and we all agree, great idea. We love foreplay. It's one of our favorite segments, maybe our favorite segment of the day for the early rising tier ones who join us right at the start of the show. But then the first day hits, and you're not here. And Paulie and I get here, and we're both staring at each other going,
panic, didn't
what you? Are we going to talk about for 28 consecutive minutes?
You panicked, didn't you? You did. It's
did
fine.
You do anything interesting over the weekend, Paulie? No. Did you do anything interesting over the weekend, Ben? No. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Woods was going to carry this segment for us, and he is not here on day one.
I'm happy to
now
do
you're
it.
Back, and I mean, you are in the flow, and we're loving it. We're enjoying story time. So what was it that you saw that you had never seen?
T-ball fight.
Like the Braves-Padres brawl from 1984?
I'll say it again. T-ball fight.
All right. Kids fighting kids.
Kids fighting kids.
Parents fighting parents.
Kids fighting kids, Paulie. Not parents fighting parents. Not parents fighting kids. Kids fighting kids.
So it can't be because someone came up and in with a pitch because
nope.
It's T-ball.
Nope. I have never seen this. It was hysterical, and all of the parents, all of the coaches, we were all together in this in utter hysterics. No one was mad. No one pointed the finger, but I'll tell you exactly what happened. This was incredible. They had a kid on the other team. It was Taylor's, my son, Taylor. He's 4. It was his last T-ball game.
Thank God.
and so it's over. Bases loaded. The last hitter's up. And the last hitter gets the opportunity to hit the ball and run around the bases. And if your team can make a play on him, pick up the ball, tag him out, great. It's fun. Do it all the time. My little guy on the other team, sharp kid, had these dark glasses on. Hard ass. He hits the ball, and he's running. Now, I got a kid on my team named Jet, who I just adore. And he is big and strong and tough and hits the ball hard.
For 4.
For 8. For 8. He can play with the 8-year-olds. Right. So he gets the ball, and he starts running towards home plate. And you can see, uh-oh, they're going to collide here. And Jet's running with a fierce intensity. He's like, I'm going to get this dude out. And I'm going to get the guy behind him out. Right? There's another dude behind him. So Jet goes up, tags another guy. My man in the glasses turns and starts slapping at them. Then another kid from my team comes over and slaps the kid that just slapped them. And I'm like, so I'm right on it. I'm like, hey, whoa. They fought. Like, it was a full-on, like, get off me, don't tag me. And then my kid coming, hey, you don't hit him. I'm looking at the other coaches and the dads, and we're like, we start dying laughing. I scan quickly to the parents, because the last thing you want is, you know. Little dude did not like being pinned in the corner there, man. He did not. And he felt like I'm being ganged up on right now, and he keeps hitting me with this glove with a ball in it. And it was legitimately one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a baseball diamond in my whole life. They did get it done. The season's over.
Has the league commissioner announced fines and suspensions start next year?
Luckily for us, it was the last game of the season. I don't think they're going to carry over. But I did. So the next half inning, as the opposing coach, I walked out to shortstop where that kid was playing. I looked around. I go, hey, come here. I go, that was awesome, dude. I said, I hopefully nobody ever coaches that fire out of you. You were sticking up for yourself. You were sticking up for your teammates. You did a good job. And I told the kids on my team, I said, hey, you didn't do anything wrong. You went in to tag a kid, and he started swinging at you. And you, thanks for having Jets back and doing what you needed to do. But it really was something I've never seen. I've never seen the kids get real mad about being tagged out and stuff. No bullpens emptied out. But there was a good solid like 8 kids around, everyone just kind of swiping at each other.
No video of this?
Not that I saw.
Not a single cell phone was out capturing this for
Benny,
television posterity.
You got to think, at the end of like a 12-game T-ball season, you're not getting
it.
I'm good. Yeah. I don't need to get any more video.
They all look kind of the same.
They all look the same. Every game is the same. They're all terrible. At this point, you're just ready to get this season Oh, a John Boy breakdown would have been amazing. Now, had there were, if there were a video, I would have done a John Boy breakdown for you, which I think would have been pretty good. But that's something I'd never seen on a baseball dime before. So I was excited to come in and tell you guys about that yesterday. That was it. And I wanted to tell you, the crony beer's really good. Those were my two big action items.
How was Hannah's excursion to Elton John on Friday night?
Incredible.
Okay.
She said she had a great time. Elton sounded good. She got home. I got home at 10:52. She got in at 11. So we both got home around the same time. But she had a great time with her girlfriends.
My trainer went and said Elton sounded great.
Yeah.
That, you know, they needed to help him around the stage a little bit because of his eyes.
Yeah.
But he said the voice was still holding up at whatever, how old he is, late 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, he was still sounding pretty good.
I got to shout out our guy, Group Dog, because we had Group Dog on the air, Eric Grubner, CEO of the Padres.
Friday.
I was also going to Elton John. He texted me later in the afternoon. He goes, here. For the misses, and it was the set list, and so I said, Eric, you have no idea how much that helps. I love to have a set list before I go, that way I can plan my escape. And I think my wife was the same way. So she sent over the set list, looked really, really good. Apparently it was a great show. They had a phenomenal time. Went to a place called Lumi Sushi. You ever heard of Lumi?
I don't think so.
Now we did the the ultimate move. For the wives. There were four wives.
Oh, you picked up the check.
The dads all know. Now, listen, here's what I did. It was my idea. So I texted the thread of the dads.
Isn't that enough for Mother's Day weekend right there? That's the win. That's a win for Mother's Day weekend.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
in the case that my answers might incriminate me.
All right.
Down the road. I plead the fifth on that question in particular. But how smart am I? It was my idea. And I said, hey, if one of you guys can call and actually do it, be happy to throw it. Oh, Woodsy, that's genius. So the ladies went in. They sat down. They didn't know. They ordered whatever they want. Ladies, your check has been picked up by your adoring husbands. Boom!
Wow.
How about that?
Oh,
I should run a clinic. I really should teach a clinic.
And it's smart not to let them know because
they're
not going to go crazy.
Crystal four bottles of Crystal.
I always worry about that when they have the rookie hazing dinner because all the vets know what's happening. The rookies are going to end up having to pick
full,
up the tab.
But that ribeye could be good tomorrow.
Yeah, they order the lobster to go.
To go.
They order the Remy Martin. They order everything that's like, hey, bring out the secret menu with the expensive liquors and wines. They order everything.
They're walking around Petco with doggy bags full of lobster and ribeye. I threw it out there to the guys. They loved it. Our buddy Mike, who's just the greatest guy, he puts all husbands to shame, said, I'll handle it. I'll call in with my card and I'll just give you guys the total. And then we all look like heroes. Absolute heroes. Just brilliant heroes. As far as wouldn't that be enough? I don't want to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Fair enough.
So,
all right, we need to get into what happened last night, obviously, at Petco Park.
Great
night.
Do we have to?
Before it turned into a horrific night.
Really?
I mean,
that was horrible.
Two totally different nights. Unbelievable vibe. You know, back at Petco Park, Electric Factory on a Monday night. And then just all the air sucked out of the room in the top of the ninth inning.
Hated it.
We will get to our Padres crap up coming up in our next segment. We also have an early giveaway today. It was a very popular giveaway yesterday, so we're going to do it in the first half of the program today. We have two more tickets, VIP passes to the Front Row Card Show coming up in Mission Valley later this month, May 24th and 25th. If you're a card collector or a comic book, autographs, collectibles, they got the big Front Row Card Show coming up, and we have two VIP passes to give away later this morning. We will have our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods. John Flint was excellent yesterday in your stead. You can try to keep the momentum up today. Our Rindle Report. Plus, it's Tuesday, and that means the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, will join us. I wish we had a nicer couple of days to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty incredible that I had forgotten this, that the Padres have not beaten the Los Angeles Angels now since 2023. They got swept last year at the Big A and now have lost the first game to a really poor Angels team. has their number now, and you feel a lot of pressure that the Padres got to bounce back. I mean, they had their best pitcher on the mound yesterday, and now they got to bounce back in these next two games and find a way to win this series. Otherwise, you're giving up a lot of ground, you know, by not beating the Angels and taking care of business, especially on your home field at Petco Park.
Blowing a Michael King start like that is pretty tough. It's pretty tough to stomach, and I saw a lot of consternation about, you know, was Kinger pulled too early? And I was our buddy, who was it? Somebody on Twitter last night. Oh, Josh Nelson. I was tweeting with him because I pulled King too early, and I go, you know what? I said maybe
91 pitches.
I said maybe it was two outs. I said okay. I said you let him finish that inning. I said, but at the end of the day, the way I look at it is this: you manage that game, and you manage to get your team to the ninth inning, up two runs with your all-world closer on the mound. Job done, guys. Feet up, and let's see what happens. And he blew the save, and he lost the zone. Now again. Guys, there's more detail to it. Fernando Tatis Jr. dropping the second out of that inning is a huge mistake. It's a huge, huge mistake. I don't put so much on Elias Diaz not being able to catch a foul tip, which seems mostly like luck anyway. Nando dropping that changes the tenor and the tone of that inning. It's such a letdown when you get a sure out, a play
that he makes 100 times. Suarez walk four straight batters.
No, but it changes the tenor of the inning.
It didn't change it, but you might have won the game just getting that second out there, just having, you know, more pressure on the batters. It might
have won the
difference.
Game if Suarez didn't throw 12 straight balls,
too. Obviously.
The woulda, coulda, shoulda.
We'll get into it. But again, the woulda, coulda, shoulda is the best part because everyone's saying, well, you got to take Suarez out. Man, I'm of the opinion that when a guy's had the season that he's had, you think he's going to be able to lock it in on one pitch. You really do, especially a guy like that. This is not somebody that has been up and down all season, not even a little.
I think there's a key element that needs to be included in this discussion about Robert
Nuance,
Suarez.
That's not going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, let's break it down. We'll do that when we come back. We'll get to the low lights, the highlights, then the low lights. I don't want to forget about Jackson Merrill.
There were some amazing moments in the game.
His incredible night.
They go wasted.
I don't want to forget about those.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Mike Schilt's reaction, which if you didn't stay around for the post-game show, and I'd imagine a lot of you couldn't bear it.
I couldn't. I threw my remote. I couldn't.
I've got some thoughts on that as well. We'll get to all of it coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods and Paul, we're all here. We're all dressed in light colors on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, my friends. Well, listen, the NBA playoffs certainly haven't disappointed. A lot of good games there, and it's back in action. So give a look at Underdog, okay, and get after it. Playing daily fantasy on Underdog. Millions of fans have already won tons of money making picks on Underdog. You could be next. One of the leading sports apps. You can now play right here in our state. And you know how it goes, man. You choose things like rebounds, points, assists, and so much more. Playing on Underdog is an absolute slam dunk. You can mix and match sports as well. Once your picks feel locked in, play with as little as a dollar if you want. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So download the Underdog app. Sign up with the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th, plus save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Before we get to the highlights with Jesse and Tony, shout out to Padres fans. Another sellout crowd on a Monday night. No giveaway, as far as I know. The bucket hat isn't until Wednesday. And yet you still pack the place on a kind of a dreary, cloudy Monday evening. School still on. It is so impressive to see the atmosphere every single night at Petco Park. And that place for the first eight innings, especially the middle innings, was absolutely electric.
It's bumping,
last
man.
Night.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I was watching on television. You could feel it through the screen how fired up Petco Park was. It was hopping last night.
Yeah, it was bumping, man.
There were a lot of Angel fans, too.
Yep, there were. And, you know, you want to be able to treat the home crowd to a hard-fought. And it was a hard-fought, would have been a hard-fought victory. Had to get some things that bounced your way, unfortunately. You know, Jackson Merrill bailed out Adrian Morihone big time. I mean, that was a game-tying hit that Adrian Morihone had just surrendered, and you'll hear all of Jackson's highlights. He's been fantastic since he's come back, one of the hottest players in baseball. So lucky to have him here. And, man, you know, you see a guy give an effort like that last night, that's a game you want to win. You know, if you're I'm sure Robert Suarez felt absolutely horrible after blowing that game last night, and I'm sure Schilt feels terrible. All these guys feel terrible. Man, it was one of those against a team like that, you got to win. You got to win.
We're going to break down how Mike Schilt managed it. I saw a lot of criticism online for Mike Schilt sticking with Robert Suarez too long. Sure. I've got some thoughts on that I want to share. And obviously, you know, the bullpen as a whole was so good
for so long,
for the first 34 games of the season. I think they allowed 22 runs total or something, and then in the last six games, they've allowed 28 earned runs.
Crazy.
In just six games.
I mean, take some Colorado out of it. That's going to happen in Colorado, but still, like, against the Angels last night, bottom part of their order, you know, it just can't happen. It just can't happen.
And, I mean, what did Robert Suarez give up? He won ground ball, and then he just couldn't find the plate.
Yep.
He wasn't shelled all over the park.
No, like, still had. I mean, look, gas was still good.
Yeah,
you know, still throwing 100. Just could not locate it.
I mean,
at
you
all.
Feel better about that. Like, okay, if he was a guy who walked tons of guys all the time,
he'd be a wreck.
All right, you need to iron this out. He's not.
Or make a switch. Right.
He rarely walks batters. He had walked four all season.
Crazy,
his career high was two, I think. And. And I mean, it was right now in my mind, it's a one-off situation for Robert Suarez. The bullpen as a whole, yeah, they've hit a little bit of a rough patch. Even the higher leverage guys at the end. Adam got through his inning. He walked the leadoff better.
That almost killed me,
Adrian
man.
Morihone, you know, got through his inning, but you know, a lot of issues before he got there. And then the lower leverage guys have all struggled recently. Yep. So the bullpen is a concern right now.
Now, I don't think Suarez pitches today, obviously. No. But the next time he goes out there in a save opportunity, how tight are we all going to be?
Everybody.
Because I mean, we saw it last year. I mean, he had a good, what, 2-3 week stretch.
He had a rough stretch.
He just could not locate. Couldn't get anything done last year.
He had saved 15 straight without a blown save? Remind everybody that Trevor Hoffman blew 10% of his career saves. So one out of every 10, Trevor Hoffman blew. And they sucked. I remember when they happened. They really, really sucked. He is in the Hall of Fame. So far this year, Robert Suarez has blown one out of 16 saves. Better than Trevor Hoffman's career pace was that got him to the Hall of Fame. Still sucks.
Yep.
It's the worst part about being the closer. There's only good and horrible results.
If you're doing your job,
there's no in between.
If you're doing your job better than Trevor Hoffman did it percentage-wise this year, you're an excellent closer who's having an excellent, excellent season.
And Robert Suarez is going to blow another save this year.
He will.
Yep. Maybe even two.
Just like Trevor Hoffman usually blew 2 or 3 or 4 every year.
And the later the season goes, the more it's going to hurt. Yeah. But it's just the way it is.
It is going to happen. All right, we'll get to all the highlights and lowlights with our Padres crap up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up,
presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
3-1 now, and Neto hits it in the air deep to left field. Lockridge is back. He's at the wall, and it's going to go. A home run for Zach Neto, his fifth of the year, and back-to-back extra base hits against Michael King here in the third inning have given the Angels a 2-0 lead. First pitch coming. Merrill swings, hits it hard on the ground, through the right side, and a base hit. Arraez comes in to score. Manny's going to go first to third. Jackson Merrill's second hit of the night. It's an RBI single, and we've got a one-run game here in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Bogart swings, it's a little number back towards the mound. Kikuchi hopped up, had it, dropped it, threw to first, and it got away. Machado will score to tie the game. Merrill's going to round third, try and score. Shotwell's throw to the plate, the tag, not in time! Padres go ahead on a little number back to the mound that Kikuchi dropped and then threw away. Try to extend that number right here, right now. Pitch coming. Sends it in the air, deep to center field. Kyron Paris is back at the wall, looking up, way back, gonna go. Home run, Fernando Tatis Jr. Base of the wall in the batter's eye. Out in center field is 10th of the year, and the Padre lead is now 4-2.
An absolute missile to center field. This is about execution right here. Chance to get some space.
1-0 sent in the air out to center field. Should be deep enough, certainly. Paris circles underneath of it, makes the catch. Merrill tagging on his way. No chance to get him. A sacrifice fly, and the Padre lead is now 5-3. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the 3-2. Shotwell takes high ball 4. 3 straight walks from Suarez. This one brings Ranjifo home, and a one-run game in the ninth. It's 5-4. The next pitch in this at-bat will be the 8th to Moncada. 33rd of the night for Suarez. Here it is on 3-2. It is low, ball 4, and a 4th consecutive walk issued by Robert Suarez has tied this game 5-5. First time in his career he has walked 4 guys in and out of it. And they couldn't have come at a worse time here tonight. He blows a save for the first time in 2025, and his night will come to a close. 2-2 again. Jacob Reddy, here's the pitch, and Ward swings, sends it in the air, high and deep down the left field line. Lockridge is over and back, and this one gonna go. A grand slam for Taylor Ward. A 6-run ninth inning for the Angels, and they lead here in the top of the ninth at Petco Park. 2-2 to Tatis now. Jansen delivers. Fernando swings, sends it in the air, high and deep to center field, but playable. Lugo is there. He will make the catch. And the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth for Kenley Jansen. After a long top of the ninth for the Angel offense, and they come from behind to win this game 9-5 in stunning fashion.
We've seen a lot of greatness from Robert Suarez to the point of, you know, borderline to actually being spoiled. Some days you got to prove you're human, you know. I mean, this guy's been absolutely lights out for us the last year, obviously this year, and they were patient and able to, you know, work some counts and got through him. So one of those days, he'll be back, and we're confident he'll be just fine.
Don't think Mike Schilt's going to like it on Friday if we ask him about his ninth inning decisions from Monday this week.
Well, I have to ask him, you know, if that's a Mike Schilt philosophical, is that something you, because you honestly, like, I watch enough baseball to know that you rarely see that. A guy, an established closer, right, get yanked in the ninth. You just rarely see it. They usually are allowed to go out there and blow the save. They really are. Am I wrong here?
You're not wrong.
It seems like, and, you know, having watched enough baseball over the years, we've all been privy to watch some really great closers. Not something we've really had to worry about very much, to be honest with you. It's not been a big thorn in our side as Padres fans. So I do kind of, I'm planning on asking him, like, what's going through your head, you know, at that point when he's losing the zone, you know, he's not a knee-jerk guy. We can't act like Mike Schilt is going to turn into a knee-jerk guy all of a sudden.
You will ask him about it during our manager's report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. The manager's report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Let's go backwards, start in the ninth inning, yep, and work our way back, because I saw a lot of criticism of Mike Schilt, our friend Ryan Phillips from Sports Illustrated, saying, you know, Mike Schilt, loves Mike Schilt, but negligent for not taking Robert Suarez out. So let's go, you be the manager, and we're going to go back through this inning. Top of the ninth inning, Padres up 5-3. You got your guy in there who has been electric this season. Best closer in the game. April closer, reliever of the month in the National League. And he's been even better in May, where he hasn't given up a run. So you're feeling confident, right? You start the inning. You don't have anyone else up in the bullpen at that moment, because you've
correct
got, right?
Why would I?
Right? All right. So he strikes.
2-run lead thanks to Jackson.
Strikes
Merrill.
Out Lugo.
Yep.
Do you get the guy up in the bullpen at that point?
Nope. Doesn't right. even enter my mind.
No, of course not. Renjifo reaches on the infield single up the middle. Ground ball, not hit that hard. You get a guy up in the bullpen at that point.
No.
All right, I agree. Ohapi walks. All right, it's a little off there, but you know Robert Suarez has not been someone who traditionally loses the plate. I'm not even worried at that point. He's got two on. He's worked out a much worse jam.
Now
before.
He's faced the minimum.
Right.
Now you could make a change.
But I'm not.
But you still don't have anybody.
I haven't gotten anyone up yet.
Who did Toddy drop the foul ball on? Was that Ohapi?
That was, I believe, on. Was it on Ohapi or Neto who came up next?
I think it was on Ohapi.
Was it on Ohapi? Okay, so yeah. You probably should have had two outs there.
Not probably. You should have had two.
Should have had two outs there.
Instead, I'm taking that into account.
Yeah.
He made a pitch.
He made the pitch.
Made a pitch.
Should have gotten the out. Should have been two out, one on.
So he still gets grace from me as the manager.
All right, so we still haven't gotten someone up yet, and we're okay with that.
First and second, one out.
Neto, who is their most dangerous hitter, is already homered, walks him. Okay, you didn't want to give in to him, as the go-ahead run.
But now I'm not fired up.
You didn't
up
want to walk him, but I am at this point thinking, okay, I'm talking to Ruben at this point. All right, what do we do? Should we think about getting someone up? Yes. I'm now thinking about getting someone up at that point. Who do you want to get up? Well, we're having this conversation. Shanuel is up.
Yep.
And the count, he's fallen behind quickly in the count. But guess what? He just threw four pitches and walked him. All right. Now I'm quickly calling. Get Jacob up. That's who he's our next guy.
That's what we've got in. That's what
now
we got left.
We've got Jacob up. You've got to give him a couple of minutes to throw some warm up pitches. You've got to let him face one more batter. It's now 5-4. He faces Moncada.
He's out.
It's a long at bat. He walks him, and you pull Robert Suarez from the game. Where are we as armchair managers doing something differently in that sequence than what Mike Schilt did?
Bro, if he walks in a run, I'm still riding with him. I still am riding with him. I am absolutely riding with him. Once he walked in and made it 5-4, I'm still going with him. Because I look down there and I go,
Jacob just started throwing.
I've got a soft-tossing righty, you know, which is what I'm going to have to do anyway. This is the guy I'm going to. If he goes to Jacob, you know, who's to say that grand slam doesn't happen a batter earlier? It sucked. But I'm going to let my guy that has gone out and gone 15 for 15 with a 0.56 ERA, I'm going to let him figure it out.
Perhaps.
He's still throwing heat. I mean, he's still touching 100. Like, he's just lost the zone. And who better to figure it out than a guy that has done it and has done it, you know, 15 consecutive times? I have no problem with it. None.
Maybe if I'm going to criticize something, had you had one of your higher leverage arms,
sure,
Adam Morejon or Estrada, still available, you might have been a little more aggressive in getting someone ready. But you didn't have. You had low leverage arms left, and you had Robert Suarez on the mound. I kind of agree with you. I think there's a better chance that Robert Suarez in one pitch just like, oh, now I've got I'm locked in. And you are in much better shape than having Alec Jacob throw up his 84-mile-an-hour junk up there. If there was maybe something you could say, and it was a one-run game, he used Morejon for just one batter, you know, instead of sticking with Estrada. He went with the matchups, lefty-lefty against Shanuel in the top of the seventh.
Got bailed out by Jackson Merrill.
You know, you could have saved Morejon for later, but, you know, that's... It worked out.
So me and Josh going back and forth last night, and he says, too short of a leash on starters because it's worked all year. Bullpen has been shaky lately, can't always do the same S, but easy for me to say now. And I said, well, you just said it. It's worked all year. Bless you, Paulie. It's worked all year. He went to the formula. The formula was right. The execution was poor. There's been a lot of this lately. The processes have been right. That's exactly what's gotten you all these wins is Estrada, Morejon, Adam Suarez. Why the world would I change up what I'm doing? Because maybe there's been a bad outing here or there from one of those guys. Jason Adam had a bad outing. Does it mean I'm not going to him in the eighth? No, I'm rolling with him again. Like, it was a loss. They lost the game. He blew the save. It's going to happen. It pissed me off in the moment. There's no question. But I'm going to give my closer a chance to at least blow the save. And he did.
Right now, I don't see any changes going forward either.
No.
With the Padres bullpen. You know, Robert Suarez, the next time the Padres have a save opportunity, unless maybe it's today because he threw so many pitches, Robert Suarez will still be your closer. Partly because, well, you don't take a guy out because he struggles one outing. Also, right, because every other guy has been struggling as well. There's no guy, oh, but this guy is so locked in. And he never gives up an out. We need to give him an opportunity. Uh-uh. Adam has been a little less than sharp the last couple of outings. Morejon has been less than sharp. Even Estrada has given up a little bit recently. So there's no guy waiting in the wings to step in. Suarez is your guy. And the Padres are hoping this is just one of those lulls during the season that every bullpen goes through, and then they get back locked in like they were for the, you know, majority of the season so far.
Do you have any like bigger picture concerns about the bullpen that's been pretty shaky for the last week now?
No, because it's a bullpen. It's volatile. What we got in the beginning of the season is uncommon. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon thing, what we were treated to the first 6 weeks of the season. Look around baseball at the best teams. The Dodgers have a volatile bullpen. Tanner Scott has more blown saves than Robert Suarez. And bullpens are volatile. They just are. That's what it is. Now, in a perfect world, yeah, man, Dylan Cease goes out and throws 7 innings today, and then you come in and whatever you've got left over, because you did use some high leverage last night, hopefully it's a blowout, and a Wandy Peralta and a Sean Reynolds can get you through. But, you know, we also know baseball doesn't work that way. In a perfect world, yeah, we want our starters to go 7, and then we are set up with a bevy of guys like Morejon, Estrada, Adam, and Suarez to get those last 6 outs. We all know that things change. I love this point from David Jay. He says, when you pretend you're the manager, remember you're not just making in-game decisions for this game. You're also taking care of the human beings you're responsible for leading all year long. I don't know that it would have shot Robert Suarez's confidence if he pulled him 5-4, but I certainly don't think Alec Jacob is going to be the answer there either. Brass tacks, gun to my head, who am I going to figure? I'm going to go with Robert friggin' Suarez to get it done instead of Alec Jacob. I really am.
When we come back, a question I'm seeing a lot this morning, last night. What is wrong with Fernando Tatis Jr.? What is wrong with the guy who hit a 424-foot missile? What is wrong with the National League leading MVP candidate? We will try to answer that ridiculous question next on 97.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.